Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, Monday morning, it's a holiday, so no work. I'll probably get a little bit done, but we're supposed to take today off. Anyway, I want to talk about the last 48 hours. So, over the weekend, I had three shout outs on X and went up about 600 to 700 followers on X. So I'm at 886 right now. After 1,000, then you can start getting subs and stuff. So I'm almost there. My goal originally was to hit 1,000 by April. Obviously, it's coming up on the end of May and I still haven't hit it. So I'm getting close now, and all of it happened over the last 48 hours. So pretty excited about that. So just thank you to everyone. I've literally followed everyone back except for like the ones that I think are bots or companies. I'm not following back companies because literally I go to your page and the last 100 posts are fucking, hey, buy this shit. I literally pay $20 a month on X so I don't have to see ads. So I'm not gonna follow back companies that just post, hey, buy my shit. Sorry, not gonna happen. I literally pay money so I don't have to see ads. And then that's all you're posting, then I'm not gonna follow back. But all the normal people, yeah, okay, follow you back. I think I got everyone. I woke up this morning and caught back up. So if I forgot you, let me know and I'll get you. So let's talk about last night. I stayed up late because Bryson decided to play his ass off to try to win the major. He went 7 under and he finished 2 holes ahead of he tied Xander, and then Xander was 2 holes behind, so we had to wait for him to finish to see who won, and they were tied with Xander going down the 18th. And obviously, if he gets par, they tie and they get a playoff. He birdied. Bryson got second. It was same situation with Hovland. Hovland was tied with Bryson, and then he bogeyed the 18th. So he went down. Bryson birdied, tied for first, and then obviously ended up just taking second. He's been so close. He took six in the Masters. And then he just took second in the PGA Championship. So out of the two majors this year, he took six and second. He's gotta win. Like, why is Bryson not winning? Like, he's in such good form right now. Like, I literally stayed up just because I thought there was a chance he was gonna win. So I stayed up till like almost 2 in the morning trying to like rooting for him. Oh well. Moving on. In other news, the Iranian president, apparently he died. And so did the Minister of Defense and a couple other people. There's two sides to, there's a few things I want to talk about with this. One, when they found out he died, there's videos from all over the country of them shooting the fireworks and celebrating. There's something wrong if people celebrate your death. You're not a good person if people are celebrating it when they hear that you die. Second, you don't fly fucking helicopter through mountains when you can't fucking see. Especially not that little fucking dinghy of a helicopter that I saw a picture of the helicopter they were on. The fuck were they thinking? Like, unless you're the only helicopter that would be acceptable in that situation would be a Chinook, just because it can go a hell of a lot higher and you can probably go up way above the mountains. But if you're ha not able to go above the mountains, so you have to fly through the mountains, and you can't fucking see, then you're just an idiot. You should stay on the ground. But that's besides the point. I mean, it sucks to have people die, but I don't think too many people are sad about this one. Not from the stories I'm seeing. Like, I've yet to see one story that says, oh, it sucks he died. Every single post coming out of that country is celebrating. But whatever. Moving on. So my goal, hey, yeah, I got wires sticking on my wall. I'm still working on this. I just haven't had time. I've been working too much. Still got a lot to do around the house. For those listeners, I had moved my camera, and you could see the construction that is my office. Shoot, now I'm drawing a blank. So I've been trying to play a lot more golf lately because I have to sacrifice somewhere to get. My goal is obviously to play, train 8 hours a day of golf. I can't do that right now. I need to pay my bills, which means I need to work, which means I don't have time to play. I'm lucky when I get one round a week. Right now, I'm getting. The last week, I've got two or three rounds, and it was only because my wife was like, yeah, go, I'll watch the kids. Because normally after work, I watch the kids so she can chill out, and this past week or two, I've gotten in two or three, like 2 rounds extra, but that's not enough, you know? If you want to compete at the top 1%, you have to train at least 8 hours a day, every single day. If you miss a day, you're fucked. You're not going to get good enough. I'm only doing like 4 hours twice a week. It's not enough. But I can't, unless I quit and go full time on it, there's no chance that I will ever be good enough to turn professional. But I have to pay the bills. I got a wife, three kids, and I gotta pay the bills. So that's why I'm pushing X slash Twitter for most people. That's why I'm pushing X so hard, because if I can make enough money on that, then I can pursue this. And yes, most people that know me think I'm crazy. I mean, obviously I am crazy. The show is called The Schizophrenia Life. But most people think there's no chance in hell that I could be a professional golfer. Most people. I want to prove them wrong. Like, I have a fire burning in me. Like, I get so excited. Yesterday I went to play and I legit left the house. I forgot some shit that I wanted to take with me, and I didn't even care. I was just like, fuck it. I'm just happy I'm going to the golf course. Every single time I go to the golf course, I get fucking excited. This past week I was literally driving to the golf course. It was pissing rain, and I was fucking excited. I was so excited that I was going to the golf course. It was pissing rain. I still played. Like, I don't care. I love golf. I love watching golf. I love playing it way more. And I really do. In my round, even now, only playing once a week, I hit some like legit amazing shots. I'm just not consistent. I'm not long enough, and I'm not fast enough. Like, there's so much work to do. I just need the time to put in the work. So, hopefully, with X, I can either grow enough to make enough money on there to do this through subscriptions, or like as soon as I hit another 100 and it unlocks subs, and hopefully I can get enough money through that that I can quit and go full time, and then I can post, obviously I can post a lot more golf content for those who like that stuff, because I'll have so much time on the golf course, I'll be able to make a lot more golf content. But I know I can do it. There's no like, oh well, I was saying that the making the money on the subs and stuff, that's one way, but then I'm hoping to get enough visibility that sponsors see me. Like Callaway or Titleist, someone. Honestly, Callaway, it would be so hard to choose between Callaway and Titleist, because like I love my Titleist wedges, but every other club in the bag, no, I got a Titleist wedge and putter, and then every other club is Callaway, so it'd be really hard to choose. But I would switch. I think I would switch in a heartbeat if one of the brands that have one length, like Cobra, I really want to switch to one length irons. I can't afford it right now, but I really want to switch to one length irons because I hit my 7 irons so perfect, and then one length, they're all 7 iron lengths. I think it would improve my game. Like Bryson, he uses the one length. Just because I legit hit my 7 farther than my 5. I can't hit the 5. I can sort of hit the 6. But best club in the bag by far is my 7 iron as far as consistency. And maybe that's because I use it, I practice with it the most. So I've started trying to hit my 5 iron since it's 5 iron's literally my worst club in the bag. So I've started hitting it more. Yesterday, I specifically went to and I said I'm not gonna hit driver off any tee box. I'm literally going to tee off with my 5 iron on every single hole. And I did. Normally, I only make it 2 holes and then I pull out the driver. But yesterday, I made it all the way through, hitting 5 iron off the tee. And I actually did pretty well. But then, I mean, I didn't finish well. I'm just not consistent. It's like one amazing shot, one bad shot. One amazing shot, one bad shot. And you can't score good like that. And it's literally just a matter of I need more time. Okay, enough about golf. I did have an interesting conversation with a guy on X Spaces, and he was saying he wants to do a podcast about mental health, and we were talking about schizophrenia, and I'm really interested to see where that goes, pursue that, because maybe I can actually have 5 years of the podcast, I've only had one guest on, so maybe I can start having guests on. Obviously, this is more of a casual podcast. It's a holiday. I wasn't even planning on making one today, so I'm just chilling in my squeaky chair and doing the podcast. But I'm excited. Like, the last 2 days, going from less than 200 to I'm about to hit 900, I'm excited. Like, I see the potential. And I know that I can do it. I just need the opportunity. I'm gonna go play golf later today. I'm just waiting. My wife wanted to go to the flea market this morning, so she went there. And then when she gets back, then it's on. I charged my I normally do the videos on the golf course with the phone, but I charged the GoPro, and I'm gonna try to record the entire round, like just turn it on and leave it on. But I don't know if there's enough memory or even enough battery power to do that. But I'm gonna try. And then make like a, then I'll edit it and turn it into a legit video. So anyway, hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday. And I'll see you soon.